Hi, welcome to the sixth part of SAS Interview Questions and Answers. This podcast includes some mostly asked interview questions from aspiring SAS sales pro that can help you ace your next SAS job interview. Question 101. Which procedures are involved in managing Compute Engine? Answer. Managing Compute Engine entails tasks like configuring virtual machine instances, establishing networking and storage configurations, ensuring access control and security measures, monitoring system performance and logging, as well as appropriately scaling computing resources. Question 102. What methodologies are employed to configure and oversee VMs and clusters? Answer. Cloud engineers utilize tools like Terraform, Ansible, Puppet, and CloudFormation to automate the setup and maintenance of infrastructure for VMs and clusters. These tools enable infrastructure definition as code, facilitating testing, deployment, and version control, thereby ensuring consistency and reliability across the infrastructure. Question 103. What are the key security considerations to address in CI/CD workflows within the cloud environment? Answer. Key security considerations for CI/CD in the cloud encompass ensuring secure access to the CI/CD pipeline and code repository through strong authentication and authorization mechanisms. Sensitive data should be securely stored and transferred using encryption. Code deployment to production environments should follow secure practices to prevent unauthorized access or tampering. Regular security assessments and maintenance of the CI/CD pipeline are vital to prevent potential vulnerabilities and breaches. Question 104. Explain the concept of blue-green deployment and its significance in software delivery. Answer. Blue-green deployment involves maintaining two identical production environments, blue and green, and deploying new software versions to them sequentially. This approach facilitates smooth rollbacks if issues arise, eliminating downtime during deployment. By ensuring a seamless transition between versions, blue-green deployment enhances software delivery by reducing the risk of errors, expediting deployment speed, and enhancing overall reliability. Question 105. What is rolling deployment and how is it executed in software deployment? Answer. Rolling deployment is a strategy in which a new software version is gradually released to a subset of servers while ensuring the continued operation of the previous version. It involves deploying the new version to a limited number of servers, testing its functionality, and then incrementally expanding the deployment to additional servers. This approach allows for a controlled and gradual release, reducing the impact of potential issues and enabling swift rollbacks if necessary. Question 106. Differentiate between canary deployment and rolling deployment. Answer. Canary deployment and rolling deployment both involve controlled software releases, but they focus on different aspects. Canary deployment targets user impact by releasing a new version to a small group of users before wider distribution. Rolling deployment centers on infrastructure, gradually deploying the new version across servers. Canary deployment prioritizes user experience and minimizes risks associated with widespread adoption, whereas rolling deployment ensures infrastructure stability and gradual release. Question 107. How would you approach a cloud storming session? Answer. To conduct a cloud storming session effectively, gather relevant stakeholders to discuss goals and expectations. Identify cloud-related challenges and objectives. Brainstorm solutions, technologies, and strategies to address these challenges. Prioritize ideas based on their potential impact. Develop an actionable plan with clear steps and responsibilities to implement the chosen solutions. Regularly review progress and outcomes to ensure successful execution. Question 108. Describe how secure communication can be established between two subnets. Answer. Secure communication between two subnets can be achieved by implementing network segmentation measures like firewall rules, access control lists, ACLs, and virtual LANs, VLANs. Additionally, using encryption protocols such as IPsec or SSL/TLS ensures the confidentiality and integrity of data transmitted across subnets, adding an extra layer of security to the communication process. Question 109. What are the essential best practices for designing secure cloud architectures? Answer: Designing secure cloud architectures involves several best practices, including implementing robust identity and access management, IAM, enabling multi-factor authentication, MFA, encrypting data at rest and in transit, employing network segmentation with firewalls and security groups, regular security audits, and adhering to compliance standards. These practices collectively ensure the protection of data, applications, and infrastructure in cloud environments. Question 110. How can strategies be employed to reduce the risk of data breaches? Answer: To mitigate the risk of data breaches, organizations can implement strategies such as robust authentication and authorization systems, data encryption, regular security assessments, monitoring for unusual activities, employee training in security protocols, and maintaining compliance with industry regulations. These measures collectively contribute to strengthening the overall security posture and minimizing the likelihood of data breaches. Question 111. Explain the purpose of virtual desktop infrastructure, VDI. Answer: Virtual desktop infrastructure, VDI, serves the purpose of providing users with a virtualized desktop environment accessible from various devices. VDI allows users to access their applications, data, and settings remotely from any cloud-connected device, promoting flexibility, centralized management, enhanced security, and cost-effective access to desktop resources. Question 112. How does VDI enhance user experience? Answer: VDI enhances user experience by centralizing data storage and processing in the cloud, reducing the reliance on local hardware. This approach improves data security, as sensitive information is not stored on individual devices. Users can access their desktop environment from various devices and locations, facilitating flexibility and productivity. Additionally, VDI simplifies hardware management, reduces maintenance efforts, and enables consistent access to applications and data. Question 113. What challenges and limitations are associated with leveraging elasticity in cloud computing? Answer: Elasticity in cloud computing presents challenges such as managing rapid and dynamic scaling, optimizing resource utilization, and cost management. Ensuring seamless and efficient scaling up and down to match demand can be complex. Users might struggle with striking the right balance between resource allocation and cost, potentially leading to overspending. Additionally, fine-tuning elastic systems to achieve optimal performance requires careful configuration and monitoring. Question 114. How can middleware serve as a bridge between hardware and software in cloud technology? Answer: Middleware acts as an intermediary layer between hardware and software in cloud technology, facilitating efficient communication and interaction. It provides abstraction and standardization, enabling different applications and services to communicate seamlessly across diverse hardware platforms. Middleware enhances performance, reduces complexity, and enables cost savings by streamlining the integration of hardware and software components. Question 115. How does the pay-as-you-go model contribute to cost reduction in cloud computing? Answer: The pay-as-you-go model in cloud computing allows users to pay only for the resources and services they consume. This flexibility reduces upfront costs and eliminates the need to invest in excess capacity. Users can dynamically scale resources based on demand, ensuring efficient resource allocation and cost optimization. The pay-as-you-go model aligns expenses with actual usage, resulting in significant cost reduction. Question 116. What challenges may arise when using the pay-as-you-go model in cloud computing? Answer: While the pay-as-you-go model offers cost benefits, challenges may include difficulty in predicting costs, managing and optimizing resource usage, and ensuring proper budgeting. Rapidly scaling resources without proper oversight can lead to unexpected expenses. Additionally, accurately forecasting costs and budgeting can be challenging, especially in dynamic or unpredictable workloads. Effective monitoring, management, and governance are essential to avoid overspending. Question 117. What components are typically covered in a service level agreement, SLA? Answer. A service level agreement, SLA, typically covers aspects such as availability targets, answer and resolution times for incidents, performance metrics, security measures, compliance requirements, customer support details, data handling procedures, and penalties for breaches. SLAs define the agreed-upon level of service between a service provider and its customers, ensuring transparency and accountability. Question 118. What are the recommended practices for crafting effective service level agreements, SLAs, for cloud services? Answer. Creating effective SLAs for cloud services involves defining clear and measurable service level objectives, including precise definitions and exclusions, establishing a well-defined dispute resolution process, customizing SLAs to suit the customer's needs, conducting regular reviews and updates, ensuring enforceability and legal validity, and maintaining open communication between service providers and customers. Question 119. How do you manage version control within the cloud environment? Answer. Version control within the cloud environment is managed using version control systems like Git or Mercurial. These systems allow to track changes to files, collaborate with team members, and maintain a history of code modifications. Additionally, cloud-based storage services like Dropbox help to securely store and synchronize different versions of work across devices. Question 120. Explain the concept of cloud-based disaster recovery and business continuity solutions. Answer. Cloud-based disaster recovery and business continuity solutions involve replicating critical data and resources to a cloud environment to ensure their availability and rapid recovery in case of disruptions or disasters. These solutions provide a backup mechanism for restoring services and data, minimizing downtime, and ensuring business operations continue smoothly. Cloud-based solutions offer scalability, cost-effectiveness, and reduced reliance on on-premises infrastructure for disaster recovery and continuity planning. Thank you for listening to our podcast.